The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I'm going to get to this story about the Army chief, the head of military intelligence in Israel. But first, talking about Michigan and the fact that Joe Biden is petrified that he could lose the state of Michigan over the Israel situation and his support for Israel. That's why he must support Hamas and the Palestinians as well. Well, right now, as we speak, flyers are circulating at the University of Michigan, which says, death to America. Here's what it says in part. Freedom for Palestine means death to America. Yeah. That's at the University of Michigan. Freedom for Palestine means death to America. Let that sink in. This story out of Israel really grabbed my attention. The head of military intelligence in Israel has resigned. He has not been fired. He has resigned. And he has resigned because he believes he personally was completely responsible for the lack of intelligence that led to the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas. Many people have asked, how could this have happened? Israel has one of the most advanced intelligence agencies in the world. How did they not see this attack coming? How could this have been secret? How could Hamas have carried this out without Israel being warned by their intelligence agencies? Well, the chief of IDF military intelligence, Aaron Haliva, has issued his resignation. Let me read the story to you. Israel's top military intelligence official announced his resignation yesterday over his role in the failures that led to the Hamas terror group's October 7th onslaught. Major General Aharon Haliva, chief of the Israel Defense Forces Military Intelligence Directorate, will step down from the military once a replacement is appointed, the IDF has said. Alongside Haliva, other top defense officials have said they also bear responsibility for the deadly invasion carried out by Hamas on October 7th, including the head of the Shin Bet Security Agency and the IDF chief of staff. Following the October 7th onslaught, Haliva said he bears responsibility for the failures that allowed Hamas to catch Israel off guard during the brazen attack. Quote, the military intelligence directorate under my command failed to warn of the terror attack carried out by Hamas. We failed in our most important mission, and as the head of the military intelligence directorate, I bear full responsibility for the failure. He said, he carried the weight of that black day with him day and night, and I will always carry the terrible pain of war. In his resignation, he wrote, along with authority comes heavy responsibility. The intelligence directorate under my command did not fulfill its task. I have carried that black day with me every day, every night. I will forever bear the terrible pain of that war. Haliva said he supports the establishment of a commission to be able to investigate and find out in a thorough, in-depth, comprehensive, and precise manner all the factors and circumstances that led to the grave events. Now, here's why this caught my attention. This is what a person of integrity does. He was responsible for intelligence. His agency was responsible for finding out what Hamas is doing and to prevent an attack like the one that happened on October 7th. As the head of that agency, he takes full responsibility. He is resigning. And he said, I failed, we failed, my agency failed, and I take responsibility. Contrast that with the Afghan withdrawal debacle of the Biden administration. Think about that. We know that the withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan was a complete, total, absolute failure. It was a debacle, and as a result, 13 brave American troops died unnecessarily. Not only that, the entire country of Afghanistan was thrown into complete chaos. Women have lost all of their rights. People have been slaughtered, killed, executed by the Taliban. The whole withdrawal from Afghanistan was a complete debacle. Has even one person been held responsible? No. Has even one person resigned and accepted responsibility? No. Has even one person come before the American people and said, we had a responsibility, we failed, and as a result of our failure, innocent people died, and I take responsibility. With authority comes responsibility, and I take full responsibility. And the answer is no. As far as I know, not one person was disciplined. Not one person faced any kind of consequences. As far as I know, not one person has taken responsibility, including President Biden. This is the difference between people who have character, people who are people of integrity, and people who lack integrity and character and blame other people or blame the circumstances on other people. This is one of the reasons why I have such enormous respect for the Israeli military. A terrible mistake was made when that aid vehicle was blown up by the Israeli military. And several, seven people, innocent people, aid workers died. Immediately, Israel initiated a full investigation. Within hours, they took complete responsibility. They apologized. It was a terrible mistake. We are disciplining those who were responsible. We will make sure that they pay a price for their mistake. And they admitted to the world, we made a mistake and we are sorry. Do we see anything even close to that in the Biden administration? The answer, no. Absolutely not. This is what people of character do when they fail. All right, quick break. We'll be back and wrap things up right after these important messages.
Bob wants to come to your church. Find out how to host a CrossPower weekend at crosspower.net.
We would love to come to your church. We just finalized plans for a marriage conference over in Indiana. Next month. Joy is speaking to a large ladies event a couple of weeks up in the Akron area. We'll be doing another CrossPower weekend down near Hillsboro in Samantha, Ohio, coming up pretty soon. And we would love to come to your local church. We'd love to do a CrossPower weekend at your church. Saturday, Sunday, we need about 6-7 hours on Saturday. And then we wrap things up on Sunday morning. For all these years, we have heard over and over and over and over again, the CrossPower weekend changed our church. Literally changed the church. We'd love to come to your church. There's no such thing as a church too small or too big. We come on a love offering basis, so we can't afford. Well, yes, you can. Anyway, crosspower.net. is our website, crosspower.net is our website. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can contact us there about having a meeting at your church, crosspower.net. It is going to be difficult. If Joe Biden is the nominee for president, I still think he will not be. We'll see. I still think something's going to happen. But anyway, if he is the nominee for the Democrats, it is going to be incredibly difficult to run on his record. Who has not realized what has happened to the cost of living under Joe Biden? Do you go out to eat at all? Do you remember how much you were paying for a meal 3 years ago compared to today? It's astounding. Do you remember what you were paying for gas 3 years ago and what you're paying now? Do you remember what you were paying for groceries 3 years ago compared to now? Every measurable aspect of the economy has gotten worse under the Biden administration. And here is this headline from today. House buying costs hit new record high. It costs more to buy a house today than at any time in history. The American dream for so many is to buy their own house. That is more difficult today than at any time in history. And that's saying something. I remember the mid-70s, late-70s interest rates, 17%, 18%, 20%. When I was pastoring in Westerville, we needed to make a loan to finish the building that we were building. And it's a long, involved story. It was just a miraculous story. But we needed to borrow some money, and we finally found a savings and loan that would talk to us. And the president of the savings and loan said, I hate to do this. I hate to do this, but would 14% be okay? Now, today you would go, 14%? Are you kidding? Listen, interest rates were 21, 22, 22%. 14% was incredible. And I said, yes, 14% would be wonderful. Home buying is more difficult today. Now, I realize interest rates aren't 16, 17, 18, 19%, but they're over 7% again. They're going up again. But when you look at the entire housing market and the costs of purchasing a home, not just a new home, any home, a record high, it is more difficult for Americans to purchase a home today than at any time in American history. How is Joe Biden going to run on his record? And I feel so bad for young couples who want to buy their first home. Just 3 years ago, home buying was very affordable. It is absolutely amazing what has happened in just 3 years. Absolutely amazing. So those of you who are wanting to buy a house, trying to buy a house, boy, my heart goes out to you. But elections do have consequences. They really do. Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. I hope, sincerely, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. But wherever you go and whatever you do, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.